This is Sports Talk with Joe Smith, live from Yogi's Grill and Bar at the corner of 10th and Indiana. And now, here's Joe Smith.
Well, it's our final show of October winding up. Maroon and gold tonight, honoring two fall sports that have brought pride and distinction to our city, Bloomington North High School, to the coaching staffs, and most notably, the student athlete themselves in the sports of tennis and girls cross country. An opportunity on a Tuesday night for us to share the highlights of Ken Eininger's Tennis Cougars, who won Conference Indiana, back-to-back sectionals, and the school's first regional in 29 years. And a couple of seniors you'll be meeting tonight in Jory Schaub and Zach Wisen, who made it all the way to the state Final Four in doubles competition, a senior 1-2 that finished off their high school careers outstandingly, 25-2. The Cougar dual record, team-wise, 19-2. It was quite a fall for the Maroon and Gold Netters. A little bit later, after missing out on the entire state a year ago, that's where Justin Helmer's cross-country girls are headed Saturday in Terre Haute, who have fashioned out themselves a Monroe County title, sectional and regional crowns this fall, paced by young Grace Williams, who's done nothing but win individual races. Great story that has evolved in this sport as well, with the big stage looming, the state championship run at Laverne Gibson Course on Saturday. Maroon and gold is our colors tonight, our school, Bloomington North, as we welcome you to Sports Talk. We're live from Yogi's. Hi again, everyone. Along with our producer, Jim Ritter, high atop our One City Center studios downtown, our on-site producers, Joanna and Mike Lascott, and all of our sponsors. Glad you could be with us on a rainy day, but it never rains here. It didn't rain very much on the Bloomington North Cougars as we welcome in Ken Heidinger, and a little bit later, Justin Helmer. And, boy, I tell you, what a fall it's been. And it's still going on for the entire athletic program at Bloomington High School North. Well, I'm going to use the word special a number of times, so I hope you don't, Ken, get too wound up. But, all I know, it takes a special team to do a lot of things. Win consistently, to bring home and snap a long drought in the regional. It takes a special team to beat Bloomington South three times. It takes a special team to beat Columbus North three times. And along the way, the prizes to the kids. We'll use special and start there. It has been whirlwind. You're to be commended, your staff, and these kids you brought in here tonight, Ken. What a year it's been.
It, special is an understatement. I've been in coaching in tennis for about 50 years, and you're going to remember that you have very few teams that are like this in that amount of time. So this is special to say the least.
I want to ask you, let's go back. You had the pieces. You've got good representation in every class. But you had the pieces coming off the sectional that you won a year ago, only to have Columbus North ended for you in the regional. But take us back to the expectations not only you had of these kids, but these kids had of themselves.
You know what? I knew we could be good, and I didn't want to look too much ahead. We wanted to stay in the present. We wanted to focus. We wanted these guys to just practice every day and fight. First of all, they did a great job in the off season. They played a lot of tennis. Yeah. They got better over the year. Without that, we're not here, and that's their own personal initiative. That's their own character showing up. And, we thought we could do all the stuff we did, and we had talked a little bit about it, but we didn't want to dwell too much on it because we wanted to stay in the moment. And so we thought we could go and get the sectional of the regionals. We sure wanted to, the object of a game is to win. We wanted to win. We played South. And we went down to the Jasper tournament, a team that had been ahead of us before, and we won their tournament down there. So about the only thing we didn't get done that we wanted to get done was we did not win the Jeffersonville tournament to start the year. But other than that, they answered the call every time out.
Well, I tell you, it's been a mark of your team, too. This was a team, wasn't it? And you can embellish upon this. This has been a team that was just willing right from the get-go to accept the pressure.
Boy, that's the big thing. It is a pressure game, especially when it's not so much pressure to get a good win now and then, but when you say that you want to be the best and you want to win championships, then you take that pressure on yourself. And it's more, and they did not break. They competed well. That's the key to this team. I think they competed well up and down the line all year, and they would stay in there and fight. And sometimes, when the pressure's on, it gets feeling messy inside, and they stayed in the and kept fighting.
And you know, you take a look at what record-wise, you know, we talk a little about Jory and Zach doing their thing at one doubles, and we're going to get to them here in a second. But Christian Gettelfinger, the talented freshman, 23. I mean, you go on down the line, Gus Delacqua, Mick Thompson, Scott Bodie, Paul Zube, and Mac Rogers. Those were your main guns that you used. And I tell you, on any given night, they were key elements stepping in and getting things done.
We were a threat to win at every position. We had a guy that could clinch a tough match at every position. So we were never going out there and being down 1-0. We could put pressure on the other team from every spot, and that's key to having a good year. And we had one night Mac Rogers has a great win that beats a real good player from Perry Meridian. And then Scott Bodie has a clinch against South. Number one doubles is winning all the time. Number two doubles winning all the time. Paul came up with a clinch in a match. Everybody did it. Everybody came through at times. So, yeah, there was a complete team.
Well, and, you know, Paul's only a sophomore, 21-5, playing basically three singles. Mac was 16-9, young sophomore who teamed with Zach. They went to they played doubles last year and went to the doubles tournament. Scott Bodie, he shifted around, but as you say, if it hadn't been his decisive point in the Conference Indiana, you wouldn't have been champions. But there you go. Delacqua had an outstanding year, a senior. And as I mentioned, Christian Gettelfinger, I got it. Just did you sense from the guys, you as a veteran coach, a teacher of the game that you love so much, did you sense a different mentality right from the get-go with this team, or did it take a little bit and then you said, you know what, you know, come October, you know, we might be pretty doggone good?
It started showing up early in the challenge matches we had early, and in the way the guys were playing, the way they're approaching stuff, the attitude was good among everybody. And then, you know, as a team, you start feeling you can be pretty good, but when you start getting into the matches and start getting results, then you start getting more than a feeling. You start getting that belief and that chemistry, and that kept developing through the year.
You know, and you talk about the right kind of seniors, and I look and I want you to run down all of the squad members, but your seniors in particular. But, you know, you've been around it a long while, and having, I don't know, the age, the experience, it really helps to gain the competitive edge, which at times with some people, with some teams, we talk about team chemistry, it can be a process. That wasn't a problem here.
Not at all. The guys got along well together. They supported each other well. And even the guys that we haven't talked about, we had guys that didn't start for us much this year that had clinch matches for us in the past. So we had a lot of people, and everybody was for the team first, and that made a huge difference out there.
You brought your roster. You gave me one. I've got it here. But I want you to run down, and I want everybody that, you know, we mentioned some of the mainstays, obviously. But in addition to them, Ken, this is a night to honor your tennis Cougars on an outstanding campaign. And just run down your roster, if you can, for me, and give them a little PT, little airtime, as we say here in radio.
Jacob Beam was a senior, very steady player, but he didn't make the lineup. We were good this year. He would have started for a lot of area teams. Ben Chapman had a 3.5-hour clinch for us against South last year in a dramatic match. Ben's a great fighter and has gotten better every year and has worked hard at everything. He was a great senior for us. Brian Emmons is another guy we haven't talked about. He was another guy that had a 3-2 clinch in a huge match for us. He's quick, he's steady, he's tough, he'll compete. And didn't get in the lineup much, but if we had a player that needed to practice a certain way, Brian would come out and practice a certain way for a player. He gave for the team. Subin Bay is a junior that is a quick guy, very consistent on the ground strokes, and has matured a lot. And, you know, it's good for us that we had such a strong team. But the Compton brothers, Matthew Compton and Drew Compton. Matthew's a junior, again, a good solid player, good doubles player. And Drew's a freshman that's got some good talent out there. Aiden Flynn is a guy that's coming in that can play pretty big sometimes and hit some great shots. And he's got to be a guy that's going to have to. We're looking for a really step up for us next year, and do some things. Matt Hopkins, a good character kid, had a little bit of was injured and out for a while, but just a real tough kid. Will come out and practice extra. We've got the Case brothers, Mike and Tanner Case. They're both good athletes. They started tennis a little bit late, but they're working hard. They're staying after. They've continued their workout right when we got done. Let's see what they do. Song Park, a talented young guy that hadn't played that much, getting a pretty well-rounded game. His forehand looks good. His serve looks pretty good. Jack Rushi, one of the nicest serve motions you'll see. Got to get a little bit steadier off the ground strokes. Smart kid, and tennis is a smart man's game. That's always a great thing to have. Jason Lovell has just started and getting his feet wet. And then we come down to another freshman, Sam Orbaugh, who's he played the last 3 weeks on a fractured foot because he didn't want to miss the 3 weeks. He's a good kid. He's a dual sport athlete. He's got some natural talent, and he's going to compete. He's a guy that could be a factor in the future. So we got a lot of good people out there.
Well, this is not rebuild, it's reload, but I'm glad you did that, and I wanted to get all of those names out because it is their night. The Cougars are well-deserved on what they've been able to do. And when we come back, we'll continue our night of celebration. It is Maroon and Gold Night, honoring Ken Einiger and the Bloomington North tennis fellas, and we'll be back to talk to a couple of seniors that made it all the way to the Final Four, Jory Schaub and Zach Wise. And when we come back, you're listening to Sports Talk. We're live from Yogi's. Welcome back, everyone. Live tonight from the corner of 10th and Indiana, it is Sports Talk. We're talking tennis, and for good reason. What an outstanding fall for the 8th-ranked Bloomington North Cougars. Conference Indiana champion, back-to-back sectionals, regional, and a great record of 19-2. And two young men who have joined us, Jory Schaub and Zach Wisen, who went all the way to the Final Four. And we'll start with both of you guys. But, Jory, just talk about the season, what it meant to you, the fellas sitting to your right, and everything that kind of came together in your senior year. You probably couldn't have scripted it any better, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I'm extremely proud of the team. I'm extremely proud of Zach and really happy with the way the season went. And senior year was a big year, and I'm happy it was such a success.
Well, now Zach went up there with Mac Rogers last year. But now, when you guys started the teaming together, you had a thought process. Well, we're both seniors. Talk a little about when that arrived, and because I know you played a lot of tennis before the season began. Talk about that and how things really, chemistry-wise, clicked right from the get-go.
Yeah, Zach and I have been playing doubles since freshman year, and we've been friends all 4 years, and the chemistry's always been there. And we played tournaments in the off season. We started to click and figured out what was good about our game and how we matched up, and it clicked in the end.
You know, you really look at tennis, Zach and Jory Schaub joining us. Zach, of course, both of them finished 25-2 at one doubles. They had an unbelievable run of about 15, 16 in a row during one stretch of the play. What was the key? Zach, tell me a little about the chemistry, because he played to your strengths, you played to his, and the way you guys went.
Yeah, you know, the chemistry was definitely there, and we had been playing together all 4 years, and I would say he was most dominant hitting ground strokes and back, and I was most dominant at the net, and so his serve was really good, and that worked a lot for us in the tournament. He was setting me up a lot with his serve, with his ground strokes, and then, you know, I just finished him up at the net, and that's what worked best.
Well, and you got a lot of points doing that, obviously, because you had a lot of love and straight setters along the way. And did you help him much with the pressure when you, I mean, you'd been there, you're the old man veteran up there at Park Tudor. What'd you tell Jory the week leading up to last weekend?
You know, I just told him to enjoy every moment, and it doesn't come often. Not many people get to experience what we went out and experienced this last weekend, but, you know, he was well prepared for it. He's a smart dude. He was, you know, I trusted him. He was going to be ready when the moment came, and so.
Jory, talk a little about the experience. You came and took care of the Terre Haute bunch, and then you knew who you were up against, obviously. And as we discussed before we went on the air, that duo for North Central, they won it as a team. They beat you guys, but they went on and won the doubles. But were you nervous? I mean, you played so many tough matches and tough competition. Tell me about the experience.
Yeah, I mean, I was.
Let me turn you up here.
I was a little nervous going in. I mean, you're going to be nervous with every match. Zach and I have been in pressure situations all season, playing South and playing Columbus North for conference. So going up there, I was nervous, but like what Zach said, just had to stay in the moment and enjoy everything about it.
You know, you look at the whole scope of a team. Again, we talk about individuals. You're talking about net play, backstrokes, and covering the sidelines. But the team chemistry, and you guys were on a mission this year, weren't you, right from the get-go, your entire team, Jory?
Yeah. There was just a connection with everybody on our team, and we knew every time we went out on the court, we could look to our guys and know they were going to come out on top at the end of the day.
And, you know, Zach, Coach and I were talking a little about that, the fact that so many guys played integral parts in key points, mm-hmm. that won big matches. Mick Thompson and Christian Gettelfinger, for instance, winning that Bloomington South sectional. Scott Bodie winning Conference Indiana. I mean, having the key point. Paul Zube. Yep. I mean, we can go on and on. That was key.
Yep. Yeah, you know, everybody on the team was playing in the offseason. They weren't doing much else, and they were all prepared for their moment. And, like Coach said, a lot of people had their moment last year that weren't playing on the team this year. And so each person that came in, at two doubles especially with Mick and Gus, each time they were in there, they came out, and we all trusted them. We trusted anybody who came out on the team. And if there was a last match on there, we had confidence we were going to go and win that match.
You know, and Coach and I talked a little about gaining the competitive edge, and sometimes it can be a process. Was that something that came easy for the both of you, where you knew coming in that, you know what, we're pretty doggone good and they're not going to beat us?
Yeah, especially at one doubles, we felt that we would come out and get this team started with a point each match, and then, you know, we didn't have a weak spot on our team. We thought we would go out there and win every position every time, so...
Well, and to go through Bloomington South, I mean, you were the defending sectional champs, that being said. But we all knew that, and you take a look, South season, you ended South season, but the only team they lost to this year was Bloomington North. You beat them three times.
Yeah. I don't know. That's like the biggest match of the year. So we all came and we performed to our best when we played them, and they gave us all they had. They changed their lineup in sectionals, and it still wasn't enough, and so it was just...
To go out your senior year to make back-to-back trips to the state, but yet, too, to win back-to-back sectionals, mm-hmm. regional. It hadn't been done on the north side in 29 years. What kind of memories will you take away from your season and this squad?
Yeah, I didn't know when I came in freshman year, I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know what my legacy here was going to have, you know, and these last 2 years have been awesome, you know, back-to-back sectional championships after we haven't won in a while and winning regionals in 29 years. I just hope it gives the team, the guys, a lot of guys coming back next year, something to look up to and something to strive for and get back to the first state champion in history.
You know, Jory, we talk a little about that competitive edge, and before you both leave us tonight, I want you to talk about the influence of the man that taught to the game. And just some thoughts and comments on Ken, because he's already shaking. I know how he operates, but I know that this entire team, he took you a long way. He puts a lot of hours in, and his coaching staff, Rick Johnston, I believe, his fine assistant coach. Talk a little about the influence and how he got you ready to play this tough schedule.
Yeah, Coach Heininger, he's probably the best coach I've ever had relating to tennis, and he's got infinite wisdom. He's got anything he can tell you at any time to help you in any situation, and he gets you ready for anything, competitively and then outside of tennis too. He's always there.
Well, and well said. And Zach, just talk a little about his influence. How did he make you better this fall of 2015?
He just instilled a toughness in me that I've never had before, and he made me a fighter, you know. He made me look at every situation in a positive way, a way to learn and perform my best, and, you know.
We were going down, and you can address it since you'll both be leaving, but Bloomington North, we look at the roster, we look at the young men that have had impacts. We have freshmen contributing. The future looks awfully bright, Jory, as you leave, but I know you'll be back keeping track of this bunch. There's a lot of talent sitting behind you here.
There is. They got to keep working. Nothing's going to come easy, and every day they got to get out on the court, work for what they want, and at the end of the day, if they've worked hard enough, it'll come.
Talk a little about, have you made any thoughts about playing at the next level or college plans yet, or is it too early, or you got any irons in the fire?
I've been thinking about it since junior year when I really started to improve and saw the potential that I had as an individual, and I love the game. This is my favorite sport I've ever played, and I just want to continue that journey.
Well, attitude's 90%, and you got talent, and we wish you well, Jory Schaup. And Zach, how about you college-wise? Any thoughts moving forward? You got a smile on your face. You don't have to divulge, but, you know, you want to play at the next level, son?
You know, I do want to play at the next level, but I don't know. I love IU, and if I wanted to play at IU, I'd keep working a lot, and that's probably where I'm gonna go to school. And you know, if I get really good, maybe I can walk on the team, but we'll see.
Well, I tell you what, we got a kid by the name of Matthew McCoy who wore the maroon and gold out there, and he's playing pretty well. And, you know, it'd be great to see you stay at home and go to dear old IU. But, hey, to both of you, to your teammates, to Ken, a job well done, boys. Those are memories that are going to last a lifetime. They'll never, ever take this away from you. And Zach, I've known you for a few years, and Jory, this is great. So thanks for coming on, and the best of luck to both you boys and to the North Tennis Cougars.
Yep.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much.
Well, I tell you, Ken, you know, you talk about quality guys, you know, as I said right at the start, special. And just some closing thoughts on these two young men who we didn't really talk much about. You didn't, you did and you didn't, but they talked about you, and I know you're my, you know, but we won't go there.
That quote that Jory said about working for it, that shows a maturity, a maturity, a maturity. You can preach that for a million years and some guys will never get it. Let me tell you what the coach did. He gave the guys a chance to show their heart. They both showed a lot of heart. Good character kids, willing to fight, willing to lay it on the line, no excuses. And that's what it was about to me. I mean, Zach was our captain. I can count on him. I could count on him through thick and thin. So these are just good character young men, and they're willing to work for what they want, and they're willing to fight for it when they get a chance.
Heart, attitude, talent helps.
Yeah.
You had the right mix.
Yeah.
Congratulations,
Thank
my
you.
Friend.
Thank you so much,
and
Joe.
We'll look forward to seeing you in here next year and beyond, my friend, because I know you love teaching the game you love, and that's high school tennis. Thanks, Ken.
Thank you for having us, Joe.
Ken Heidinger joining us, and when we come back, I tell you, we're just getting started. We have Justin Helmer and the cross-country queens coming in, and they have, a big stage out in front of them, the state championship run at Laverne Gibson. What a season they have had. Hey, we're just getting started. It's all maroon and gold tonight. We're back with Justin Helmer and the cross-country girls. You're listening to Sports Talk. We're live from Yogi's. And welcome back, everyone, and a big round of applause for Justin Helmer and the Monroe County sectional regional champions as we get ready for the state high school championship run. And Justin, it just made sense off of what the girls have been able to do. A young squad, much like some of the young talent at Bloomington North incorporated in the tennis program. But how neat is it to, after enduring last year, missing the entire state, you had your share of injuries, to go to the big show with this group? Talk about it.
Yeah, it's been great. Definitely a work in progress. You know, last year was disappointing not to get to the state meet, but definitely was putting pieces into place, knowing that in the future we could get going again. And, you know, it's great to go back and having probably a little bit more success than what I maybe thought we were going to at the beginning. But the girls have really come on strong and they're running well. And it is a young team, but at the same time, we, you know, for most of the season, we were 9 or 10 deep, and that included quite a few seniors in there as well that definitely helped set the tone. But, yeah, a lot of these young girls have stepped up and really worked hard and gotten where we are.
You know, talking a little about seniors, you win with seniors, but yet, too, you lead with seniors. And what kind of an influence did your senior group have with this young team? Many of them are freshmen competing and scoring and sophomores and juniors.
Yeah, I think when I first got here, the seniors now were sophomores, and that was a good group for us in my first year. And a girl like Maya Wilson, she's been an excellent leader over the last 2 years. You know, just does things the right way and sets the tone on that part. Joy Brown's another one that's been in it for 4 years and has done a great job. And each one of those seniors kind of brings a different piece to what we are, and have done a great job.
bring that microphone just a little bit up. There you go. So we don't get a lot. I want to, you know, get and have people hear you. You know, I know that you gave me a note, and I remember this. You had your difficulties last year. I mean, you were ninth in the semi-state. You go over to Eagle Park in Nashville Saturday, and here you finish second to the very powerful Columbus North girls. But the winning constantly, it's really changed the entire culture of what you came in and wanted to change in cross country for the girls.
Definitely, and that's the, you know, setting those expectations of who we want to be, and then just working on it every day. You know, and some of these young girls, they've been winners. They've won quite a bit in their careers as individuals, as teams in middle school, and so they just kind of have that mentality, and that's moved forward to this year with us. And I think that's played an important role.
Justin Helmer joining us, the head coach of the cross-country Cougar Queens that are headed to Laverne Gibson course on Saturday for the IHSA State Championships, along with Charlie Worthen's fellas. You know, it was like we were talking with Ken Heidinger and the early success. I mean, you guys jumped right. I mean, Justin, you look at your list of accomplishments. You started the season mentioning Terre Haute. You were over there at the Early Bird Invitational back, late August, early August, or middle of August. Did you have a sense that things were going to just continue to get better and better and better the more you competed and ran your schedule?
Yeah, that was, you know, that was a great start, and it really gave us an idea of where we could maybe get to at this point in the season. And you know, we worked so hard last year in the off season, in the winter. I, you know, there were some extremely cold days, and these girls were all about going outside and running.
Wow.
You know, in the weight room 3 days a week, in the morning before school, all through the off season and all through track, and started to see some things happen in track last year with the distance group, and then it just carried right into the summer training, and they did a great job of that, and just as a group, they really got after it, and so we had some early success that's paid off.
And I got to remember the scenario, but you take a young lady, a young girl, Grace Williams, who I believe missed the entire cross-country year as a freshman. She did compete in track, but she was off and on injured. She had a stress problem, I believe.
Yeah, she ran a few meets as a freshman in cross-country, and then right after Martinsville, I think that was maybe the last race until she came back and ran in the semi-state, but basically off of no training through her injury. And then, yeah, in track, she just kind of exploded and started to get
a
taste of.
She ran the 3,200, didn't she?
She did, mile 32. She was 13th in the state meet and really started to get a taste of success, and it's just kind of carried forward.
Well, it carried forward into her sophomore year at the boy, you got a grin on your face when I'm talking about one Grace, and we'll talk about another one, Grace Saccone, here in a second. And we're talking about the great athletic season that Bloomington North High School has enjoyed. Grace Saccone was in on a sectional champion soccer team, and she's only a freshman. But back to Grace Williams. Justin, every time, you know, you gave me one of these press box releases, her name right there. I mean, every race, I mean, she goes out and wins.
Yeah, she's competed well, and she's been right up there with the best of them. So,
well, you know, she's so young, but, you know, this is her passion, obviously, at an early age. What does she bring in? Talk about the mentality that she has to compete with, you know, week in and week out against the teams and the fields and the caliber of competition that you guys have put together.
Yeah, as you said, she's very passionate, and she does the work necessary, and she is competitive. She gets after it every time she steps out on the course or on the track, and she's shown that she is a competitor, and she's had quite a bit of success because of that.
You know, you won your first sectional in 5 years, and she beat a young lady that I think most people, if they follow local sports or out in the area, are aware of, the Workman young lady, Allie Workman, over at Bloomfield. And that was one of Grace's better times. You ran both the sectional and regional down at Bedford, and Grace was, what, 18:24? That what an excellent time there, and beat Workman by some 20 seconds there.
Yeah, that was, you know, in track season, they raced, and yeah, sectionals, regionals, and Allie got the best server in track. And so for her to come back and compete, you know, that just shows that she has gotten better. She's continuing to improve, and she did beat a very good runner in the state, because Allie's someone that's had a lot of success as well.
Well, she got better, and you won. We're talking about momentum swings and what have you, a North girls cross country team had not won a regional in almost a decade. I think it was 9 years. You followed that up, ran the same course, and she got a little bit quicker, as did all of your girls.
Yeah, that's big. It's nice to have a low number one runner that, you know, that definitely helps. But the depth of our team and going all the way back through seventh, that definitely helps. And they've done such a great job of just trusting one another and packing up together and running together as a team, that when they do get in the race, they're with each other, and that's where their focus is, and it helps carry them through.
Well, Columbus North has been very powerful in two sports. Cross country won, both boys and girls. They won the semi-states last week, in case you didn't know. They're very strong in swimming, boys and girls. The Brower girl, I've been following her, just because it's been Conference Indiana, I do follow stuff. And Grace Williams came in. Grace, 18-12, and beat the Brower girl to win the semi-state last Saturday.
Yeah, that was, it's funny, in that race, there was a moment when I thought Grace was going to get third going into the woods there, kind of over the last K. And they disappeared for a little while, and then when they came back out, she was in the lead. And when she went in, I didn't know that she would be able to do that, but she's been closing real well over the last 1,000 meters, the last few races, so I guess it shouldn't have been a surprise. She has the ability to do that. But
well, of course, Justin is the son of Indiana track and field coach and cross-country coach Ron Helmer, and the apple doesn't fall far from the tree when it comes to both sports, an outstanding track and field coach at North as well. But When you first started, Justin, talk a little about some of the qualities you brought that you learned from your pop, and he's still incorporating winning with both his men's and women's cross-country teams. What was the thing that he gave you the drive to now coach and be a success here at the high school level?
Yeah, growing up, I was obviously around that as much as I possibly could be, and just kind of always sat back and listened and try to absorb as much of what he was teaching and doing as I could. And so I think I brought up, just the raise the expectations of what we can do and push the girls to maybe let them see some success that maybe they didn't think they could have, and just pushing them to go a little bit above and beyond. So I think that's a big part of it.
I look at your roster and I see a lot of freshmen. I see a lot of sophomores. And again, we talk about Grace Williams. We'll add another Grace in there, Saccone. And that was a great article in the paper that I believe Jim Gordillo did here not long ago. That is just unbelievable what she's been able to accomplish. Insane is, I think, the word that was used in the article. There's nothing insane with the way she wins and competes and gives you valuable points.
Yeah, that's definitely, now it gives us another low number. And, for her to just the trust in the coaches and allow us to have that opportunity, she's been great, and the communication part of it's been big, and working together. So it definitely it makes our team a whole lot better having her with us.
I noticed a couple of names that have been right at or near that have really helped with the depth points, and that's Kendall Schultz and Hannah Sears. You mentioned Alexa Gebhardt and Maya Wilson, Bella Farmer. It seems that the longer you're competing now in the state tournament series, the mesh, the flexibility, they're getting better.
Yeah, definitely. Kendall Schultz has PR'd, I think, two or three of the last meets in a row. She's set a PR, and for the most part, everybody's doing that. And it's definitely, at any time, it could be someone different as our three or our four or our five. They're very interchangeable, and that so if someone does have an off day, there's somebody right there just to kind of step up and fill that spot. So that's been helpful.
How's it going to feel come Saturday when the girls go off? I think the boys greet the starter's gun at 1:30 and the girls at 1:45. How's it going to feel to get on the bus and go over 46 and go to Laverne Gibson with your team there?
It's going to be anxious, and it'll be a great experience. For some, they've been there before, but it's been a couple years, and for some, this will be their first time. And just trying to keep things as normal as possible and just treat it like another Saturday. But it'll be exciting, and hopefully we'll just go do what we've been doing all season long and
hopefully something good will happen.
What kind of strategy do you incorporate now? You know, it looks like you're going to have a decent weather day. It's not going to be crappy like tonight weather-wise where the footing can be an issue. What kind of strategy do you invoke? Do you come up with a different game plan, Justin, for the state now that you're there?
Well, you know, keep it the same for the most part. You know, it's making sure that we get into the race early and racing the people that we need to be racing. You know, we're going to be big on packing up as a group, letting the two Graces kind of go out and see what they can do. But then the rest of the girls need to find each other early, which can be very hard at a state level meet just because of how many numbers are out there, how many runners are out there. But we need to do a good job of finding each other and just basically working together, running together, and getting to the finish line together.
Well, mentioning the two Graces, they almost look like twins. They're not very big, but they're explosion plus, and they're getting the job done. And while we have a minute for them to settle in, starting November 7th, Yogi's, by the way, will be open on weekends for breakfast. That's a great move by Ron and his staff, so keep that and circle that. That'll be November the 7th. Yogi's Grill and Bar right here at the corner of 10th and Indiana will open at 10 o'clock on the weekends for breakfast. I want to – now, Grace Saccone, let me get my switches here. Grace, first of all, congratulations on – let's look at soccer. What kind of a great feeling was that to win the soccer championship for Coach Tony Starks?
Yeah, it was awesome. You know, we haven't especially beat South in a while, less or more than that, won sectionals or made it to regionals. So it was really great as a team to win that for the seniors and as a freshman year to come in there and have that be my, like, starting win.
Now, where did you go to Tri-North? And what school did you come out of middle school?
I came from Tri-North.
Tri-North.
Yeah.
Here, put that up a little bit closer right there, honey. You can hold it. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, there. That's excellent. Tell me a little about the mental, the strategy. Did you come into the fall when you came to Northside knowing that both were fall sports, soccer and cross country? When did you make up your mind you wanted to compete in both of these?
Coming into North, I really didn't think I was going to do both cross country and soccer. I was thinking I was just going to do soccer, and cross country was something that I was just going to end in middle school and do track in high school. And then I went to Dunes Camp, which is the annual thing we do every summer as a training.
Right.
And all the girls there and Coach Helmer and Coach Crozier and just the environment that we were in, I thought it made me want to do it. Like, that's really what pushed me into doing cross country.
Did you run at all at Tri-North cross country?
Yeah,
okay,
I ran
seventh
grade year, I ran cross country. Eighth grade I didn't because of injury, and I ran track eighth and seventh.
Grace Saccone joining us along with another Grace, and it is full of Grace here tonight and for good reason. And Grace Williams, we salute you on how neat is this after missing the entire year last year. Coach talked a little about what you were able to bounce back in the spring and contribute and go to state. But how neat has this been for you as a young sophomore with this team going to the big show on Saturday?
Crazy. It's awesome to come from being out of the season.
We need to turn you up just a little bit. Glass, just put her up. Yeah, she's on three. Go ahead, hon. Yeah.
Okay, so it's been pretty awesome to experience it, especially as a team. We haven't gotten that far, and then to be up, like, competing with some of the top people after being out for a while with a toe injury. I don't know, it's just crazy for me to go from doing that to here.
Talk a little about the team chemistry and how important it's been. And I'd like, I talked to Justin, you know, the seniors have been contributing, but how has the senior class kind of gotten both of you guys ready to compete week in and week out with their leadership?
The seniors, they've just really encouraged us, and they've been leaders, especially Maya Wilson. She's a huge help to the team, and they all just set the mood to what we have to do, and just this new idea of, like, we can be winners instead of just what we used to be. Like, yeah, it's okay, whatever we get's fine. It's more of, it's like, we got to compete now.
You know, swimmers taper for big meets, and we gave some of your times from the time of the Monroe County meet all the way to running Eagle Park the other day in 18-12. What kind of strategy, what kind of taper are you on? You feel you're getting quicker, and it looks like Saturday weather-wise is going to be a pretty good day.
Yeah, we've been tapering a little bit. It's not like a complete, like, just no workouts. We're keeping our legs loose, and coach is doing what we need. And I think he's getting us mentally rested as much as physically to help with that.
Yeah, and Grace Williams and Grace Saccone joining us, a couple of outstanding young producing young ladies in cross country. While we talk with Grace and Grace Saccone joining us, and just talk a little about you know, this team again and how the seniors have helped. She brought up Maya. Do you have a favorite senior that's helped you along the way?
I don't know if I can say I have a favorite, but they've definitely paved the path for us. I think coming into an environment with motivated people, it makes you want to be like that. You're always going to look up to people older than you, or people that are maybe higher in like the rank as a athlete. And coming into being like a freshman and having seniors that are already so motivated and like driven to get better, it pushes you to want to be like that too.
Well, you had an outstanding race in the Semi-State the other day, Grace. What kind of strategy, what's coach telling you strategy wise about Saturday when, as I say, it doesn't get any bigger, and here you are, and I got a feeling we'll be doing this a number of times through both of your careers. What kind of strategy has he employed for you, Coach, for Saturday?
Well, a lot of the times it's just how long can I stay with Grace is my goal. I train with her, and I know that I can train with her, so why can't I run races with her? So I stay with her until the first K usually, and then I drop off a bit to get myself into the race and get myself settled so I'm not too tired for the last K. And I think that's been really good.
Well, that's a good person to be following because Grace Williams usually comes out and kind of sets the tone. Grace, talk a little about Grace Williams. Grace, talk a little about your strategy. You've seen a lot of these runners, the Workman young lady from Bloomfield, the Brower girl from Columbus North. How do you kind of size up the field? And tell me about, you know, have you given thought about how you'll run the race come Saturday?
Yeah, for most of my races, I've usually just tried to stay in the top group and then really just kick it in the last K or so. And that seems to work for me, so I think I'm just going to try to, like, do the same thing for Saturday, just stay relaxed and see how long I can stay with that group.
Well, I tell you what, you know, you got the right last name with the W, Williams, and because all she's done is win. And keep it going. It's great talking to both of you young ladies, and it gives the old man like me something to look forward to throughout the rest of your 3 years on the varsity to see you progress in both soccer, cross country. You run track, don't you, Grace Saccone?
Yeah.
So, and you as well, my lady.
Yep.
Hey, both have great runs, and hey, thanks for coming in with your mates. And again, congratulations on a great season, girls. Thanks.
Thank you.
Well, you know, we got them on, and that was my intention. And boy, like I said, every time I look at you, and you keep smiling, and for good reason. How do you feel about Saturday again?
I feel good. I think with the team that we have, you know, with some of the older girls leading. You know, all year long, I've just asked to do what they've done every other weekend, and they've done a great job of doing that. And so I think as long as they don't let the big thoughts of the state meet and all the craziness that comes along with that, they can just keep things normal. I think they're going to do really well.
Job well done, you and your staff. And, boy, it helps to have, again, as we mentioned with the tennis fellas, when you have the attitude and you have the heart, and in an enduring sport like cross country, and then you throw in some talent, young talent like you have, you got the right elements, don't you?
Makes
it a little bit easier
definitely.
To coach. Hey, Justin, thanks for dropping in, my friend.
Thanks for having me.
Best of luck to you.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Justin Helmer joining us in the cross-country young ladies, Bloomington North High School. We wish him well. Come Saturday again, the boys will go at 1:30, and we'll throw in Charlie Worth and Scougars. They're getting quicker. They were second in the semi-state, and Bloomington North competing as well. Bloomington South, boys and girls in the big show. Fellows race at 1:30, and the girls will go off at 1:45. We're back to close things out on a Tuesday night. You're listening to Sports Talk. We're live from Yogi's. Hey, kind of putting the cap on things again, starting November 7th. Don't forget, Yogi's will open for breakfast. Yum, that sounds good. Bright and early at 10 o'clock on the weekends, starting November the 7th. Our employee of the week out at shortstop in the barbecue train, Dakota Harmon, doing a great job. Dave and Glass in the zone tomorrow night. Don't forget the Golden Boot game. Beat PU for Amy Burberry's crew. She'll be in the air tomorrow talking a little about her team. 7 o'clock is match time. North-South football, Chalk Talk, both coaches at 6:30. Kickoff from Martin Memorial at 7 o'clock. Our thanks to the tennis team. Our thanks to the girls' cross-country team. Their head coaches, Ken Heidinger and Justin Helmer. That's the story from tonight for all of our sponsors. Producer Jim Ritter, Joanna, Mike Lascott. You've been listening to Sports Talk on News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCL. We'll see you in a couple of weeks live from Yogi's. Good night, everyone.